This is an ABC podcast.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
G'day, Dr. Carl here. Now, as you probably have worked out by now, life has its problems. And these problems, they come in all shapes and sizes and can be linked to anything, including stuff as obscure as the colour red. So, for example, why does spaghetti bolognese stain your plastic container a red colour, and why does beetroot do the same to your urine and feces? And why isn't there a one-size-fits-all single answer to both of these questions? You see, it turns out that while they both stain a shade of red, their causes are quite different. So first, let's talk spaghetti bolognese. You have to use lots of tomatoes to make bolognese, and tomatoes are definitely red. Their red colour comes from a bright red carotenoid hydrocarbon called lycopene. Well, sorry to go all techo on you with those big words. Lycopene is a fairly simple chemical made up from 40 carbon atoms and 56 hydrogen atoms. So it's a molecule which is a collection of atoms. Every single molecule of lycopene is made up from 8 copies of a smaller molecule called isoprene that are stuck together. Isoprene by itself is both colourless and a liquid, but by sticking 8 isoprene molecules together, you make lycopene. And surprisingly, lycopene is solid, not a liquid, and it's dark red, not colourless. So it's a total transformation. That's chemistry for you. Lycopene gives a blush to carrots, watermelons, papaya, pink grapefruit, and you guessed it, tomatoes. Lycopene does not dissolve in water, but it does dissolve in oils and fats. It actually hates and repels water, making it hydrophobic. By a weird coincidence, plastic containers can also be made from hydrophobic molecules. When you put two hydrophobic molecules near each other, they tend to grip tightly together to avoid contact with water. This means that the lycopene in your tomato-rich bolognese sticks really well to plastic when you plonk your leftovers into a plastic container. Now, remember that lycopene repels water? So water does not clean or remove the red lycopene, even if the water is hot and soapy. And even worse, the high temperatures inside your dishwasher, they push the lycopene molecules inwards to stain even deeper into the body of your plastic container. So, what's a lover of leftovers supposed to do if they don't have a glass or ceramic container? Well, you can start by lightly wiping or spraying the inside of the plastic container with some kind of oil, such as olive oil, before plonking in the spag bol. The lycopene will stick mostly to the oil, and not much will be left over to stick to the plastic. Or, if the plastic container is already stained, try using a weak solution of a chlorine bleach. The chlorine will oxidise the lycopene and make it electrically charged, which lets it dissolve in water. Now that's one problem fixed. But what about red colour number two, the one that appears in your toilet via both urine and feces soon after eating beetroot? Well, that reddish beetroot colour is caused by one of a different bunch of chemicals called betalains, and has nothing to do with lycopenes. There are many, many chemicals in the betalain family, but the one that we're after is called betanin, B-E-T-A-N-I-N. It gives the red colour to beetroot. It's a smaller molecule than our tomato dye, lycopene. It has 65 atoms instead of 96. It has lots of carbon and hydrogen atoms, but it also has some extra nitrogen and oxygen atoms. Betanin is a very different molecule from lycopene. Its atoms are arranged so a molecule of betanin carries some electrical charges. So, unlike lycopene that will not dissolve in water, betanin will easily dissolve. Betanin is such a good pigment that it's sold as a food dye or food additive and is identified as, wait for it, E162. It's used to colour ice cream, soft drinks, fruit or cream fillings, sugar coatings, and more. The betanin molecule is not indestructible. Betanin can get knocked off by heat, light, and oxygen. In the human gut, it can travel into the bloodstream either by being carried by special molecules that actively transport it, or it can migrate just passively by diffusing from a high concentration down to a lower concentration, like perfume spreading through a room. But with the right conditions, this reddish dye can start appearing in your urine or feces within a few hours of eating beetroot. Now, on one hand, this reddish colour can give you a shock, especially if you mistake it for blood in your urine or feces. Blood in the toilet bowl is generally not good. But I do love that emotional roller coaster when I look in the toilet bowl, see red, and I panic. But then I remember that it's just beetroot from my last meal. And so then I get flooded with glorious total relief. But if I ever see bolognese in there, I'll know to worry for real.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.